Hey folks, it's Russell Hill here from the KLP News Desk, and it's time for your KLPRadio.com News Break for March 25th, 2024. The Brazoria County Grand Jury no-billed El Campo Police Sergeant Freddie Douglas and his co-defendant on Thursday, leaving him free of criminal charges, but now out of a job and looking to sue the city. A representative of the Brazoria County District Attorney confirmed the grand jury decision on Friday, but said it was office policy not to comment on the outcomes. Douglas's attorney, Paul Doyle, out of Houston, was livid, saying Douglas didn't do anything, and told the Leader Journal there, quote, literally videos of the whole night. He asked how Douglas was going to be able to put his life back together, but it sounds like he has an idea. Arrested at the El Campo police station on December 7th, Douglas faced a charge of aggravated sexual assault for alleged actions at co-defendant John Marks III's home in Manville on November 8th. There, a white woman claimed the two men, who are black, raped her. Douglas was fired from the El Campo police force the day after the arrest by ECPD Chief David Mockerell, which Douglas is claiming was racially motivated. His attorney, Doyle, said he'll likely be filing one or more civil suits on his client's behalf, and he intends to ask Chief Mockerell to reinstate Douglas. Mockerell said that's not going to happen. He told the Leader that Douglas was dismissed for a violation of policy, saying there is a specific procedure to appeal, and Douglas didn't do that. He said, we're all bound by a set of rules and the administrative process, end quote. The notice of disciplinary action that was given to Douglas December 8th listed at least two general orders that had been violated and gave Douglas 3 days to appeal the chief's ruling, which Douglas didn't do. But Doyle just said both chiefs are racist. Manville police had no comment. Two drivers and one passenger are reportedly in stable condition after a near head-on collision left one vehicle upside down in northern Matagorda County. Texas DPS Sergeant Stephen Woodard said the two-vehicle wreck happened just after 7:50 a.m. A 2021 Chrysler 300 collided with a 2015 Honda at FM 1468 and FM 1162 at the curve just north of Markham. Woodard said the driver of the Chrysler, 20-year-old Fernando Bayaderas, failed to maintain his vehicle in its single lane and crossed over the center line, striking the Honda on its front left side. He said basically they struck headlight to headlight, and obviously the cause of the crash was him failing to maintain his lane. He said he was very tired. Woodard said all three involved in the incident, including the driver of the Honda, 63-year-old Deborah Ann Goff of Bay City, and her passenger, 75-year-old Sally Bigobo, were transported to Matagorda Regional Medical on Friday morning with non-life-threatening injuries. Woodard said the National Safety Council advises at least 8 to 9 hours of sleep a day. He said, we're talking about both vehicles traveling 60 miles an hour and striking each other. He said, you do the math. Woodard said Bayaderas got a citation for failure to maintain in a single lane and that drivers need to be aware of the dangers of driving while fatigued. The Wharton County Youth Fair hosted its annual steer show. 34 exhibitors proudly showing the cattle they worked so hard on raising. Taking home the top prize was Louise FFA's Dawson Lott, who came out of the judging competition with a top steer. Lott's animals entered into the sale of excellence due to that winning show. Kale Jedlicka, representing Bowling Junior FFA, was named reserve champion for his steer. Jedlicka's steer was bred by Tom Kelly. The steers were judged by Chad Breeding of Miami, Texas. Two children in Houston are accused in a stabbing incident that left a 59-year-old woman in critical condition Saturday. KHOU 11 reporting that officials have charged a 12-year-old boy with aggravated assault and a 7-year-old boy in the case is not culpable by law, according to Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez. The incident occurred Saturday afternoon in April Valley Court. Officials say the boys went back to the woman's house following a possible earlier confrontation. The woman was seen in surveillance video standing in her driveway talking to the kids who had their bikes with them. According to KHOU, a neighbor apparently asked the kids to leave the woman alone, and the boys left. But they came back, and they were wearing surgical gloves and hoodies, walked up to the woman's driveway. A child wearing a red hoodie approached the woman, and then they left a few seconds later. The woman's brother arrived a few minutes later, found the woman had been stabbed. In a social media post Sunday afternoon,
Gonzalez gave an update on the incident. She said the woman was still in the hospital in critical condition. The older boy was in the custody of Harris County Juvenile Services.
And that's going to do it for your KLPRadio.com news break. For March 25th, I'm Russell Hill from the KLP News Desk. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock.